You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.
This special edition of EPN is brought to you by InfusedWeb.com, the fusion of web print and design, delivering a custom blend of digital and print solutions for your business brand.
This is Liz Lynch, and you are listening to the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
I believe most images and mindsets that we've perpetuated to describe marketing are simply counterproductive, especially in today's social media culture. Take, for instance, guerrilla marketing. It's like the whole idea that business is this battle that we're fighting, something we're doing to our competitors. It's all very militaristic and adversarial. Even one of my favorite authors, Seth Godin, wrote a book titled Tribes, a book that I agree with almost in its entirety, except, of course, for its title. Why? Because I don't think it fits today's culture. People in tribes most often fight against other tribes, and certainly there's no ability for someone to be in multiple tribes or to go back and forth between them. Yet, we no longer live in a tribal society where people are exclusive followers of single brands or experts.
The E-Podcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
Wouldn't it be nice to have all the business building advice, inspiration, and information all in one location? Whether you are a seasoned business professional or new to entrepreneurship, you will find the Entrepreneur Podcast Network and our new EPN iPhone application, taking it a step further for your convenience. Get your EPN iPhone application at the iTunes Store today and never miss another show on EPN.
This is Nancy Perez. Join me for Social Media Success Radio right here on EPN.
Thanks for tuning in to a special edition of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. My name is Eric Dye, your host, and today we are with founder of Cincy.com, Evan Britton. Thanks for joining us today on EPN.
Exactly.
Well, first of all, Evan, where did the initial vision of Cincy originate?
We're based in Los Angeles, Santa Monica, actually, and the first ever Twitter conference was in L.A. in September of last year. So I went to there mainly for, you know, to learn about more about Twitter and how you can use Twitter and marketing and such and whatnot. However, when I was there, they also offered, in addition to the marketing conference, they had a developer conference with Twitter. So I kind of luckily just stumbled into the developer track, they called it, and that was where Twitter was telling, you know, about 30 developers that they're giving out all of their data via an API for free to entrepreneurs and internet marketers to run with. And not only were they giving that, but they were there answering any questions, sharing a roadmap about the future. So it was empowering to me as an entrepreneur to know that all of that data, all of that real-time data, that Twitter, which was at the time the hot place on the web, they were giving it out for free. And I went up and I asked the guy, you know, the head developer from Twitter, why they're doing it. And he was like, we want entrepreneurs like you to take this data and run with it. You know, we can't do everything with it. We want people like you to run with it. So once I knew I had access to all that data for free, and I believed in the data because I believe that real-time data is useful, that was kind of the fire I needed to run with it.
So how long has Cincy been around then?
It launched that day. So it launched in September of 2009. So we've been up for about 10 months now, or 9 months.
With all the buzz out there about Foursquare, and now that of late we've heard mentioned that Facebook may, well, I wouldn't say compete, but how does Cincy.com fit into the picture? How does it differ and make itself unique?
Well, Square is more about where people are at right now. So if you're on Foursquare, you know, it's a good way to communicate with your network about where you just checked into, the places you're at. And it's a good way to see, you know, what places, you know, what, how many people have checked into a given venue, who's the mayor, meaning who checks in first. So Foursquare is sitting around where people are at. We're more interested in talking about, well, maybe it's talking about what people are saying. So the way we would differ from Foursquare in that our end goal would be to talk, show people what's being said at a venue. So where Foursquare might tell you that your friend Joe just got to LAX airport, we would want to tell you what people are saying at LAX airport. And that's the other main difference, I would say, is that we're not a the thing about Fancy is that you don't have to be a member of any social network to use it. You don't have to be on Twitter, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Foursquare to use Fancy. And that's the way we want to make it happen. Foursquare is more about sharing your location with your actual network. What we'd like to do, figure out ways to, you know, make it public, have all the data be there so that anybody can see what's popular in Chicago, what's being said right now at Wrigley Field. So we want to show people what's being talked about at a venue and what venues are the most popular, regardless of anyone having to be a member or a user of one of those services.
Evan Britton, founder of Cincy at Cincy.com. What's going on here with us today on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network? What types of searches work best on real-time search engines such as Cincy?
I've always said about 8 out of 10 searches are better on a traditional engine. Like if you want to find out when World War II ended, or find out the capital of a state, or maybe even go shopping, or find out how many miles it is between LA and Vegas. I mean, traditional search engines dominate at least 8 out of 10 searches that I do. However, there are certain searches where real time is you know, can give you something more, and that's when I use it. Again, I don't use Cincy for all my searches, but I use it for a given amount. So I would say the things that a real-time search is good for, one thing that jumps off the top of my head is sporting events. You know, if you want to – I'm a big Philly sports fan, so if you want to see what people – when Donovan McNabb got traded, I was interested to see what fans were saying about McNabb being traded. So if I typed in Donovan McNabb Cincy, I would see the pulse of the public. I would see what people are saying about it. Or for like a celebrity, like a famous celebrity, if they're involved in some type of drama, like going on Cincy and typing in that celebrity's name, you're going to get the opinion of the public, the pulse of the public and their consciousness to what's being said about that given celebrity. Also, it's also good to find out more about a story. Like, you know, LeBron, you know, right now LeBron James is talking about leaving Cleveland. If you type him in, a lot of times there'll be fans on there that are going to give you some tidbits that they've heard somewhere, and it might kind of open your eyes to something new in that situation. So it's good. It's good for sports teams and celebrities to kind of get the buzz, the pulse of the public. Another thing could be good for is movies. When a new movie comes on, you got to be careful because you don't want to have someone spoil a movie for you because it's just going to be what people are saying. But for example, if you type in Iron Man 2. Awesome, you can kind of get hear people's excitement about it. Or if you type in Iron Man 2 bad, or maybe something more, you know, more serious of a negative word, you'll hear people talking about that. Businesses can definitely use this to kind of see how people are reacting to their product. During the Super Bowl, if McDonald's has a new commercial that has a rat in it, you know, you can search Cincy for McDonald's rat, and you're going to hear people saying, I didn't get why that rat was there, or I thought that rat was very funny. And then another way you can use it is, like, during disasters. When there was an earthquake in L.A., I was curious if it was just me or if other people experienced it. So I use Cincy to kind of see other people saying, I'm dizzy, which is actually I learned to be a symptom of being in an earthquake is that you get dizzy and feel like seasick from the shaking. And I heard people saying, I'm seasick. So it was kind of interesting to see real people saying that. So, again, Cincy just kind of taps you in to the public's consciousness, thoughts, opinions. The last two examples I'll give is during politics, it can be good, you know, for, like, the election with Obama or like that Arizona law that was just passed. You can type that in and kind of get people's reaction to it. And where Scentsy is going, and what we just launched is Scentsy for Cities. So this allows you to get dig deeper. So if you visit our homepage, you can click on Chicago and type in Obama and see what people in Chicago are saying about Obama. Or you can type in Los Angeles and search for Obama and see what people are saying in Los Angeles about Obama. So that can be good for all the other things I mentioned, like a sports team. I'm a Philadelphia sports fan, but I live in L.A. I can go to Scentsy Philadelphia, type in Donovan McNabb, and see what people in Philly are saying about the trade. So that's kind of where it's going to add the location to it.
Listening to all the ideas and the ways that you can use this, my mind was certainly racing. And on the sports side of things, I'm a big Atlanta sports fan, so I'm not sure if that compliments you as a Philly fan, Philadelphia sports fan, but looking at this from an entrepreneurial point of view, I can certainly see this being a very valuable source for searching the latest live information on social media events, tech expos, business conventions, all those incredible events that we would love to be all present all at the same time. But having access to the latest live info from these events, that's pretty cool stuff. Indeed. Now, looking ahead, what will be the newest features for Scentsy? And we're talking the near future.
Definitely on the location front. You know, we just launched Scentsy for Cities for 13 major U.S. cities in London. So a lot of people have asked, when are you doing it for this city and that city? So in the future, we're definitely going to cover more U.S. cities as well as the cities abroad. And then the other stuff in regards to location would be to places, talking about actual places inside of Chicago or Los Angeles or Atlanta. So, you know, not only to see what people are saying in Atlanta, maybe to see what people are saying right now at Atlanta Airport, or maybe even Centennial Park, or in Chicago, getting to see what people are saying at Wrigley Field. So during a Cubs game, you can tap, if it's raining, and you know, and you can tap, you can go to Scentsy.com/Chicago/Wrigley Field and see what the buzz is right now inside of Wrigley Field. So that's kind of the end. You know, that's what that would be where we'd like to take it, but it comes down to having enough data to be able to get deeper. So right now I would say really focus on the cities so that people can kind of get started in their city about something.
Well, Evan, it's been a pleasure, and thanks for being a part of EPN.
Yeah, I'm happy to be on it. You know, you guys have done great work. You know, great job with your podcast.
And that was Evan Britton out of Los Angeles, California, founder of Scentsy at Scentsy.com. You've been listening to the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
Stay on the gas. To not get caught up in the minutiae of other stuff, other people's stuff. To stay focused on the things that matter the most. Dude, what the... I mean, when I hear stuff from some people, honestly, you guys, I... You know, and only those of you that need to hear part, this part of the message are going to hear it, but, you know, some people just totally fool themselves, get themselves into thinking that they're working, that they're going to really work in their business. And when we do a reality check, it's like, really? That's really all you're doing?
The E-Podcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN. This is the ePodcast Network.